Hello, beloved community. This is Lisa Colon-Delay, your host. You're listening to Spark My Muse, and this is Soul School Lesson 305. Who were you before? These days, I'm doing some writing, and I'm writing about desires and temptation, and I'm learning again, maybe more deeply this time, that a lot of desires and temptations that we come across and that I come across are the most powerful when they're connected to the wounded places within ourselves, the places of old wound. It could be betrayals, it could be neglect. A lot of times these go back to childhood wounds. And some of you have maybe heard the idea of the wounded inner child. Even the inner child is described as this vulnerable piece of us that doesn't really grow up. It's the central part of us, the vulnerable part. And when we're really young children, this is all exposed and we haven't hardened against the world to protect this part. But as we find out how powerless we are, how weak and vulnerable that we are, we can get brittle, we can get callous, we can build up our resistance against getting hurt. And we can learn that life does not treat our inner child well. And we don't even treat our inner child well. We might not even forgive ourselves for being weak or being vulnerable or being innocent, as it were. And now we know better. And in a way, we're alienated from this inner child, this part of us that is beautiful, that is loved by God, but in a way not loved or received by us. As I was thinking about that a little more, I wrote a poem of sorts that I'll share with you, and then I'll reflect on it a bit more with a kind of, maybe not a solution, but resolution that I've come to that sort of deals with this. Just bear with me, I'm taking some artistic liberties here. All of us will struggle with inappropriate desire, ambitions, temptations that are not really appropriate once we examine them. They are things that will not bring us into healthy and whole relationships and connections, and they will in many ways take from us. I believe that means we need to be in continual examination of our life, not in an obsessive way, but in a kind, reflective way where we are honest with ourselves and we wonder and are curious about ourselves and say, is there anything I'm doing or reacting to that is out of some wounded part of myself that feels vulnerable, that has once felt hurt, and this is coming out of some old past wound? And so in light of that, I'll bring you this bit of creative work or poetry. Who were you before? Tell me, who were you before when you were young and unhurt? Who were you then? What can you tell me? Who was the younger you that didn't have her heart sealed off tight? The one that didn't need to erect a wall of protection and keep armed guards watching the fortress surrounding what you treasure most, your peace. And this, your peace, was what you lost when what was happening around you breached and pierced you. It came inside and made you a mess. It made you feel ashamed or the fool. It destroyed your tender parts. It knocked your breath out. It hurt so bad that you steeled yourself from further attack. You had to harden or hide. You had to smile when you wanted to cry. You had to be willing when you wanted to leave. Who were you before you became unseen? Who were you before you got lost? Before you felt so alone and small and weak and breakable? Before you realized that your heavy burdens were not mentionable and you had to just keep carrying them to the end anyway. You had no one to talk to. You had no one who would cradle you in their arms and tell you they would love you close until things felt better again. Who were you really? Before you had to keep things hidden because there were threats and harms where there should have been safety. Before you had to hold back worry flooding in, before you stewed with torment and replayed problems over again and again in your mind? Or maybe I should ask, do you even remember the difference? Or does the pain go back so far that this hurt is all you know? Was your innocence taken from you? Or did you never really feel free at all? You, the young one who had no strength for the harm, you who had no capacity to shoulder such weights, you who had not enough help. The world and the problems felt so big, it was all you could see. The chaos and the pain felt so enveloping and total. It could suck the air out of your lungs. It could silence your screams for help. It could cave you in. That young you is still there. That one is there and buried under layers and layers of life played out, hardened and curled up small by neglect and awaiting the embrace of love. Now, the only one who can embrace that child is the one who knows best, the person who remembers the impotence and pain and helplessness that leads to alienation and loneliness. It is your own embrace. But how now? Come and open your heart. See you. See yourself as the needy child. Begin your own receiving of yourself into your own big enough heart. Receive the bruised and wounded child to yourself. Comfort the child with the comfort you wished you had had then. Love doesn't know time, and it can reach back into the hurt places to heal. Pain does not know time, and the child has been hurting all along until now. Until now, when you've decided that homecoming involves your own volition and full embrace. Rekindle now the joy and the freedom of the young child, you, who was allowed and ready to be loved, ready to be fully known and loved, and freed to be yourself and content with abundance of your own recognizing and receiving. And you will see how the radiance of you will be restored. Breathe that in deeply. And if you feel out of sorts, know that you have forgotten your child and the hurt that child still feels. Go find the child, the one and only beautiful you, the one who needs to be found, embraced, comforted, and loved again. And that's something that I wrote for you and for me. This power of embracing the most vulnerable and hurt parts of ourselves is something I haven't really known to do. I have often felt ashamed of the part of me that feels weak or that feels unloved or lonely. And that lonely or unloved part of myself is that wounded part. It's me also. It's not something I should reject and think, that's not me. It's part of who I am too. It's part of what I've experienced in life. But what about when we don't feel like we have the capacity to do this? We don't have the capacity to love the inner child or feel close to the inner child. We feel disgusted by that, or perhaps without capacity to feel love. We're just trying to get by. But yet we know we need the embrace. We need to feel the comfort. We just don't think we have the capacity to do that. I think that plays out again and again for us. And I think for me, this is where the love of God comes in. This bigger than me part, the creator, the source, the God beyond the God we're taught about even. The God beyond boundaries and propositional points. And through this grace to even know about such a thing, such a God. We can allow ourselves to be a vehicle of this love and grace, to embrace ourselves, knowing that it's not our power or our own love sourcing from ourselves that's doing the loving, but that it's coming from some greater place and some greater source. And so we love and embrace ourselves as our creator and the lover of our souls would do, not as we would do even in our best moments, but as the lover of our souls would do. And we allow that grace to flow through us to all those wounded parts. We might not be able to just will it into existence that we love every piece and part of ourselves. We might be too disassociated or disgusted or in a place where things are too chaotic to really put our attention on loving ourselves in some sort of healing way. But I do think we can kind of relent to the love that is part of the cosmos, if you will. This abundance of love that brought the material into being, the consciousness that makes itself known also in the material world. And we can allow that grace to flow through us to the wounded parts and to regenerate us. And this is the same love that flows through us to others, that makes something as absurd as enemy love possible. It's always much easier to love somebody who's so kind and loving to us. We just reciprocate what we feel from them. But to people who are apathetic about us, or to people that dislike us or even hate us, how in the world could we ever love them or be kind or forgive? I don't think we have much power to do that on our own. It's the really resourced person who can do that. And the really resourced person perhaps is someone who has never encountered horrible things and just received tons of love. Or maybe that's the person who has been through hell in a sense that heaven is coming. And it is through that broken jar that holds a candle where the light pours out through the cracks and it can go to other places. We can be these vehicles of light too. We're holding this light, this sacred light within us, not sourcing it ourselves, but radiating it outward. Not through our perfection, but in fact through our imperfection, through our weaknesses or cracks, we can let the light shine out into the dark places. And even the dark places of our own being, where we feel there has been neglect, there has been wounding, there has been alienation, there's been chaos or pain. For me, that is an answer or response that feels doable. On my own, I'm not always at my best. I might be in a wounded place. But knowing that I don't get the source of my power and my resources or my love through myself, I get it from a greater source. Helps me to keep on. And so the answer to the question, who were you before you got hurt? Who is this inner child? Do you remember this child that you were before it became the wounded child? Maybe you have an answer for that. Maybe you don't. But we are allowed to feel vulnerable. And we should feel vulnerable in order that we might connect with other people who also are the same as us. Vulnerable. Strong and vulnerable is kind of our lot in life. We have a weird resilience, but we have a weird fragility as well. There is a beauty to that that we might not be so willing to embrace. If that gives you something to think about this week, I'm glad. If you'd like to reach out or tell me a little bit about what you thought about this week's lesson, I'm always willing to hear it. You can contact me through sparkmymuse.com or sparkmymuse.substack.com. There will be extras related to this episode, and I hope you will join me next week and consider sponsoring the show as a monthly supporter or with a one-time gift. That is much appreciated. Until next time, I wish you blessing and peace.